Tonight at 5 p.m., a shelter-in-place order takes effect in both Nantucket and Provincetown in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. There are a number of states under statewide shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders, including New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and California. So far, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has resisted issuing a statewide order. He says it's unnecessary at this time. But, as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, pressure is building on Baker to change his mind.
More than 50 elected officials, including Beacon Hill lawmakers and public office holders from around Greater Boston, have signed a letter urging Baker to impose a shelter-in-place order immediately. Among them is State Rep. Michael Connolly of Somerville. Connolly says Massachusetts should follow the example of other states where millions of residents are under orders to stay home.
We can actually control how this coronavirus spreads, and the control, of course, comes by getting as many people as possible to stay home.
While Connolly says Massachusetts is doing a lot to combat the spread of the virus, he argues the governor needs to do more to keep people home.
We're hearing way too many examples of people who aren't taking this seriously, or people who want to take it seriously, but they're being pressured to go into work. And so that's why, you know, for days now, we've been calling on Governor Baker to issue a shelter in place or a stay at home order.
Connolly says the order should allow people out to buy food and medicine, to care for someone in need, or to do an essential job, even to take a walk. Otherwise, they should stay home. Governor Baker has shut down the state's schools, limited restaurants to takeout only, and banned gatherings of more than 25 people. But he says there are no plans for a statewide shelter-in-place order. He says many activities and much of the state's economy are already shut down.
People have expressed the fact that their once thriving downtown is now a ghost town. We are very much in social distancing and shutdown mode here in Massachusetts based on what we've already done.
Baker says he's following the advice of public health experts, but some of them say the state should impose a stay-at-home order now.
I think we should, to decrease the transmission and not overwhelm the healthcare system.
Dr. Thomas Tsai is a surgeon and health policy researcher at Brigham and Women's Hospital and with Harvard's Department of Health Policy and Management. Tsai told WBUR last week that the big challenge is that we're behind in testing for coronavirus, which means we still don't fully understand who is infected and where they are.
The only tool that we have left is to stay at home. Even though the guidance may allow getting your hair cut or going to the nail salon, I think that's socially irresponsible at this moment in time.
Yesterday, the group Physicians for Social Responsibility of Greater Boston called on Governor Baker to issue a stay-at-home order. In the absence of statewide guidance on this, cities and towns are left to consider their own policies. Joe Curtatone, the mayor of Somerville, applauds some of what Governor Baker has done, but he'd like to see uniformity across the state to limit the spread of the virus.
It's the only way we're going to prevent transmission of the disease. We know this virus doubles every 3 to 5 days, and so you could just do the math. And the only way to prevent transmission, extreme social distancing.
Just yesterday, the Nantucket Select Board approved a stay-at-home order, the first community in Massachusetts to do so. There are no such plans in Boston, but Mayor Marty Walsh says that could change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.